Sunday and Monday morning were exciting in the race for Speaker of the Texas House of Representatives. First, it was Amarillo's Ford Price on Sunday afternoon dropping his bid for the Speaker's gavel and endorsing Angleton's Dennis Bonin. Then a few hours later, it was Weatherford's Phil King dropping out of the race and endorsing Representative Dennis Bonin. Monday morning found Flower Mound's Tan Parker ending his bid for House Speaker and endorsing, you guessed it, Representative Dennis Bonin. I say Dennis each time because his brother Greg, a neurosurgeon from Friendswood, is also a state representative. Dennis is in HD 25, brother Greg in HD 24. Now, there's not much of a positive relationship between San Angelo's fake Republican state rep Drew Darby and Dennis Bonin. Bonin pushed hard to work with the governor as chairman of Ways and Means in the last special session to deliver meaningful local property tax reform, but was stymied at every turn by Darby, who, as befits a big government fake Republican, is more interested in representing local governments like cities and counties than he is the taxpayers they're formed to serve. So it was particularly fun to learn in the noon hour Monday from the Capitol gossip site Quorum Report that Darby had released his pledges in his quickly fading effort to become Speaker. Darby's backing down seems to clear the way for the Republican caucus, chaired by Lubbock's own Dustin Burroughs, to unify behind Dennis Bonin for Speaker. And based on what I know now, that's a good thing and possibly the best we would be able to do in the race for Speaker. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.